Welcome to the T3 Observations Update for March 16th, and we first take a look at the PDF file showing the regular daily indicator chart. You'll see the T shown as a as its full splendor. The left side is defined by the declining tops pattern in the blue volume oscillator and lasts about 3 months. The right side of the T has to be 3 months because that's the inherent discovery is that you get a symmetrical formation in time. We have a small statement to the right. Minimum upside is to the 55-day moving average, currently S&P 500, 810, but falling. As you can see, that's a pretty standard upside objective when you get a rally in a bear market. If you move back to the early January time period, you'll see that the red S&P bars popped up to just a touch above the 55-day moving average, which was around 930 at that time. And if you go back up to August, you'll see that the S&P tops just poked a little bit above the black 55-day moving average. And you have to go back into May to see the first rally in the bear market to come above the black line and reach the upper red bound, which is normally the full rally that you could expect if people would buy this bullish story. Our present T has reached a almost fully overbought condition in the oscillator. It can go somewhat higher before it gets up to about where the December peak was. And we may see that pretty early. Most of these rallies are really good for 5 to 7 trading days, and then they start to turn choppy, so that the problem that you're going to have is that they'll make another push likely soon. But at that point, they become fully overbought, and so the market will begin to go into another mode of toppiness. What happens in the right side of the T is a complicated issue in a bear market. If we were in a bull market, you would tend to rise up and get overbought and then keep working your way up to the right end of the T on the assumption that all of the money that was built up in the three-month cash buildup phase under the green line there would be sufficient to carry you for the equal amount of time. And so you would have a peak, and you would have 3 months. That'd be March, April, and May. So you would have a top near the latter part of latter part of May. However, in bear markets, you really can't get anybody to put this money in. Most of the money is being withheld, will not return to the market until you get into a new bull market, which we do not believe until is the middle of next year, 2010. And so that leaves the market vulnerable to a lot of mischief in the right side. However, right now, we're just going to concentrate on the fact that you have to get up to the 810 level. That level is falling, so by the time you get there, it may be down a little bit, but it should peak a little bit above it, so probably it's not a bad estimate. And 810 and 815 might be a reasonable place to look. Other than that, I would say that the red line, we could make a good push, and I think it may be made pretty quickly, because most of the time the market's got the momentum. It wants to get up to that black line at the 55-day moving average. And then we'll see, after it pulls back, how it's able to come on the second time. That's the only comments we can make for this week. Next week we'll have a lot more information, and we'll get on with it that time. Now we're going to turn our attention to the bear market history, which follows in the next two charts. That's going to give us more clues, because we're going to see a lot of bear market activity. Thank you.